Texas AG Ken Paxton, Google can use personal information and billions of dollars against its political opponents. By Robert Krajicek on February 3, 2021. Google and other big tech companies have personal information on political opponents that can be weaponized, warned Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Ken Paxton and attorneys general from 8 other states filed an antitrust lawsuit case against Google in December, alleging the company abuses its monopoly power in digital ads to harm consumers and businesses. Marlowe said, "You are a powerful attorney general representing one of the biggest states. But I think Google has surpassed the power of the state at this point, so you have a huge undertaking." Paxton replied, "It's extremely intimidating. Because Google is not just bigger than any state. They have more money than most countries. We have a limited budget by which we can do these investigations and file litigation. And it's a challenge for any state to take them on. They have billions and billions. They can hire as many lawyers, as many lobbyists. They can hire all your friends to come out and criticize you. They can fund campaigns for your opponent. I'm sure when I'm running next time, my opponents will all be funded heavily by Google and other big tech companies that are concerned about their monopolistic behavior," Paxton added. "So it's a real challenge. When you take them on, they know a lot about people, and they can use that information as well. So it's definitely a risky proposition. If you want safety, these are not the companies you sue. Listen. Google's market capitalization is currently $1.283 trillion. In recent years, it has been among the world's most highly valued public companies, among Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft." Paxton added, "Politicians are afraid that if they speak out that their opponents will be funded, but if we don't speak out now, eventually it will affect all of us, and it is affecting all of us. When only a few speak out, they wipe them out, and then they'll just work their way down the line until they control everything," Paxton warned. "If people don't wake up and start speaking out in every possible way right now, it may be too late for all of us." Marlowe noted Google's political manipulation and censorship of information. "I've got to ask about the concept of viewpoint discrimination because it seems like this could be the silver bullet if there's a way to legislate or regulate against viewpoint discrimination," Marlowe stated. "It's very clear that Google suppresses Breitbart in its search, and it's based on our viewpoint." Paxton described President Joe Biden as a beneficiary of Google's political censorship while noting the left-wing and partisan Democrat orientation of the technology company's political operations. Paxton remarked, "There are some people that like the fact that there is viewpoint discrimination. It gives an advantage to the Biden administration." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.